Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, our title is AD with SF. Now, you might be trying to figure out what that is. I'm just going to come out and tell you. AD, of course, is Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And the SF stands for Dr. Sinclair Ferguson, who is on the line right now from Scotland. Dr. Ferguson.
Dr. Nichols, how good to hear you.
Oh, it's great to hear you. You are in Carnoustie?
I am in Carnoustie on the east coast of Scotland.
On the east coast, but far, far up there in the north. Is that correct?
Well, it's about 80 miles as the crow flies north of Edinburgh. And it's a beautiful sunny day, actually.
We're here to talk about matters of significance and importance with church history. And this wonderful book, In the Year of Our Lord, you walk through the church's story by looking at each of the successive centuries, and you devote a chapter to each century. In the introduction, you talk about how history is important to a Christian. You say that for Christians, we have, by definition, an interest in history and a particular view of history. And you end this wonderful paragraph here, and you say, history is important to us, and that's why you wrote the book. But in your own life, how has church history been important to you?
Well, in many different ways, Steve. I think one fairly obvious way is I feel I have learned so much from Christians I've never known. You know, obviously, in our Christian lives, we learn a great deal just by watching our fellow Christians. But there's another 20 centuries of such people who belong to our family from whom we have so much to learn. And also, I think the truth is, you know, we can always learn from people's mistakes as well as from the examples they set us that we want to follow. And all of that is embedded in the story of the Christian church. You know, we've often learned from the occasions in which we stumbled. And on a bigger picture, I think that should be true of what we can learn from church history. And so in a sense, you know, people often say quite glibly, if we don't know anything about the history of the church, we'll probably just go on repeating the same mistakes. And it is actually true. You do see the same kind of mistakes coming up again and again.
Well, in this book, you walk us through the 20 centuries. You've got a great approach here. You start off with a primary source, a text. Then you have the chapter itself, which is a narrative of the century, hitting the highlights, the key people, the key ideas. But then you end each chapter with a hymn. Why'd you do that?
Well, really, partly because of the origin of the book. It began in the second half of 1999, when I began to feel that many of our people in the church in which I was ministering probably didn't know much about the bigger story of the Christian family. And since everyone was excited about the turn of the millennium, I thought, I'm going to take 7 minutes in the last 20 Sundays of the year in the evening service, and I'll give a little talk on each of the centuries, and then we'll sing a hymn from that century. And so when it came to actually writing the book, I thought, you know, that really would be quite a good thing to keep in, because it not only means that we are thinking about the church's history, but we're also thinking about the church's liturgy and the church's praise, from which we have been and continue to be so much enriched.
Again, this is a delightful book, and as we go through these 20 centuries, I want to go back in and visit one century in particular. So we're going to meet up with you next week, and we are going to travel back in time to the 6th century and talk about your beloved Scotland. Well, that was Sinclair Ferguson on AD. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we close out this week's episode, I want to share a few lines from a poem. This from the colonial poet Anne Bradstreet. She wrote, "What God is like to him I serve? What Savior like to mine? Oh, never let me from thee swerve, for truly I am thine."